You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you touch it, yes I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and Katie Whalen, our health reporter, will be flying co-pilot with me this evening. And we have a show of what I think is going to be of epic proportions. I would recommend that, first of all, if you got young, impressionable children, get them out of the room. But in the meantime, call your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, because you're going to want to hear what we're going to talk about over the next 2.5 hours with my very special guest, Steve Quayle. And, of course, in the last 30 minutes, and it's a high-demand segment, Katie Whalen will be bringing us the health report. Couple of notes here, just housekeeping notes. We are fully into the Red List News, and we would like to invite all of you to visit Jim White, my broadcast partner, my new website, theredlistnews.com. And it's a daily news show, about 10 to 12 minutes in length. And we're getting really positive reviews, and we're really gratified by that. So we would encourage you to visit that. But anyway, time is a-wasting. We have a tremendously knowledgeable guest in Steve Quayle. And Steve, I want to bring you in, and I want to get right down to it because time is going to fly with so many critical topics. We were talking off-air before we came on, and we are both of the same mindset. The most important game in town to discuss right now is World War III. So, Steve, let me have you start with that.
Well, Dave, thank you, and thanks for all the listeners and everything that's coming down right now. I would just draw the listeners' attention to the fact that for the first time in history, we have Russia and Syria at the port of Tartus, and the different airfields that are both in Syria and surrounding Syria. We've got a Chinese aircraft carrier that's docking at Tartarus. They call it Tartus, but in the Old Testament and New Testament times, it was Tartarus, to support the Russian-Iranian military buildup. Now, I believe that we are seeing Ezekiel 38 playing out. If ever there was a time where a hook has been placed into the jaw to draw all the nations of the world together. Now, I do not believe Armageddon is going to happen until after the 42-month reign of the Antichrist. The whole world has gone Pope crazy, and some of the things that are critical to this, and this is, I think this is what the listeners have got to grasp tonight. The plan of the New World Order, Antichrist globalists, is to basically decimate as much of the population of the world as they can prior to the launching of World War III, and I believe it will begin in simultaneous attacks against the United States, against NATO, and anybody who's a friend of the United States. And by the way, years ago, Dave, I was in the shower, and Dmitry Dudeman had a vision of the Russian attack on the United States, and in that he saw two nations that weren't revealed to him that we're going to join in the Russian attack against the United Nations. Flash forward 10 years, and now we're hearing the rumblings. I went on the radio, I don't know, a couple years ago and said, I finally got an answer to prayer I've been praying for a decade, and it's going to be Germany and France. Now, people think that that's far-fetched. What I'm saying specifically this is when the time comes for all the nations to make war against the United States, Germany and France will not be our allies. They will be our enemies. Now, that's probably hard for a lot of people to believe, but now we've got basically the total breakup and breakdown of NATO taking place before our eyes. It's interesting, Dave, because I put in one of the... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I wrote about that earlier in the week because Germany has endorsed Russia going into Syria after ISIS. And Stephen, as you and I both know, when you go after ISIS, you're actually going after the CIA.
Well, you're going after the United States government, okay? Remember this, that ISIS is controlled pretty much by the White House. And let me share this with everyone. To challenge that statement, all you need to look at, all the opportunity we had to even stop ISIS when they were in their 4.5-mile-long victory march into Iraq with all the U.S. left-behind military equipment. We've heard time and time again of both the British government and the United States not supporting the anti-ISIS fighters, but supporting dropping cargo pallets with weapons and food and everything, munitions, into the ISIS-held territory. Now, I think this is really an important point because Putin is absolutely making sense. Now, what I mean by making sense is he's saying, who's the aggressor? The Ukrainian startup of World War III. We obviously have the ambassador making the statement to, and I don't believe it was the ambassador. What was the name of that woman who was quoted as saying, you know, basically it's time to kick Ukrainian into high gear?
Was that Lagarde? Well, I know Christine Lagarde from the IMF spoke out about the issue, but I don't remember that quote.
Well, anyway, there's a woman. Somebody wants to send me an email. I'll clarify it for the sake of brevity on the show tonight. But here's the deal: we now are the provocateurs. We have total contempt worldwide for us. When Vladimir Putin, and I would sit down with him and absolutely enjoy a talk with him at any time, I wouldn't make the statement about the entity in the dark house, okay? The reason I say that is because when the president of Russia says, never give up your guns, he's making a statement with everybody in our government saying, surrender them. Even the Pope, you know, basically gave a tongue lashing against the Second Amendment. Well, and I'm going to say this, who the hell is he to dictate to us our freedoms? And I want to share this. I'm not a Catholic basher, never have been. But it's even the Catholic Church, Dave, is divided. I don't know if it's 50-50, 60-40, because I've been getting emails both, agreeing, and this is from Catholics, that he's a false prophet. And I've been getting emails that are saying, you don't understand Catholicism. No, you don't understand Catholicism. When the Pope himself, now this is all leading to World War III, I'm not on a rabbit trail. When the Pope himself says that there is no salvation outside of the Catholic Church and that you've got to be careful, these people that want a personal relationship with Jesus. When the Pope says that his mission on the cross was a failure, when I believe it's accurate to say there were only two or three times that he even mentioned Jesus, and that was in basically ridicule or a put down. Now, anybody that understands this, when Jesus himself said the whole world lies in the evil one, and friendship with the world is enmity with God, and you've got the Pope claiming to be the vicar of Christ, yet he's denying Jesus the Christ, I got news for you. My Bible tells me we're right there. Now, some of the other issues he brought up was the RFID chip. He brought up social justice. And obviously, you know, and I wrote this on one of my comments, Dave, communists within, communists without. You know, that's what all of this is truly about. So it's hard for people to integrate multiple avenues and facets of all the historic events taking place right before our eyes. So, you know, I've gotten a smart aleck. I'm calling him an aleck. You know, could say what he really is. And saying, see, nothing happened in September. Oh, really? We have the annunciation of a one-world government being promoted by this Pope. We have the annunciation of a one-world currency, and we have the annunciation of a one-world God. And if you pay attention to even how he prayed, he's using parts of Islamic prayer, yes, incorporating into his general prayer. Did you pick that up?
I did, and I've made this statement, and I got vilified by many Catholics. I said, any Pope who endorses the Islamic religion on a par with the Catholic religion is not your Pope.
Well, that's true, because Jesus said all whoever came before him were thieves and robbers. I'm telling you, I'm calling this, you know, the days of the of Joshua's decision. Basically, it's going to be this. You want to follow the world and their leaders to what you think is a panacea-like paradise, then go with them. But if you want to follow living God, God himself is drawing a line. Choose ye this day who ye will follow. If the Lord be God, follow him. If not, don't follow him. But, you know, Dave, this is fascinating because it is affecting the political realm. The globalists who control the money of the world, and let's not lose track of the fact that they are the Antichrist. They come literally into the Middle East to make war after the 42-month reign. And, you know, look, this is not an argument about theology, but when someone says to me nothing's happening, good night. You've got China and Russia and Syria. You've got basically the breakup of NATO going on behind the scenes. You've got the flooding of immigrants, and what you have is basically an unarmed takeover. All the military deployment in this country, guess what? The rule of thumb is pre-placement of military assets, and you bring the people to where they're staged. You don't have to bring them in tanks. Had they not put all the tanks around, so who's going to occupy all of that heavy armament, whether it's tanks, APCs, or even the fighter jets that, and the helicopters that are here. The idea is this. America is no more. You can argue with me. You can say, well, the Constitution says this. You know what the Constitution says, but because you know what the Constitution says, they don't believe it anymore. And not only that, but anybody who believes in that is a terrorist. So I would submit to all your listeners tonight, look at all the redefinition of terms. And even, and Dave, this is the thing that breaks my heart. 350,000 veterans have been taken off the Social Security roster since the reign and terror that's taken place in this country. That's 350,000, probably plus, veterans who have been murdered. Now, when I say murdered, if you have life-saving skills and abilities and medicine, and you can keep a person alive like you promised when they went into the service, these men, women were willing to lay down everything, even their lives, and yet double-cross, triple-cross, and quadruple-cross. That is, see, we don't care about the murder of our veterans. We've seen the butchery, the slaughter, the human sacrifice of abortion. I was just watching a news when I grabbed a quick bite before coming on the show with you, and they're hailing this miracle baby that was so many months premature, and I thought, what hypocrites you sons of hell are on the mainstream network news, where you're heralding the miracle baby, yet you say nothing about the 60 million plus little humans that have been destroyed, sacrificed, and now eaten. You know, one of the fascinating things is we are what we eat. And years ago, Dave, when I interviewed a special operations general, not on the air, behind the scenes, he said, you're going to find that the elite will ultimately turn the people into cannibals. And I believe that's exactly what they're doing. And what's fascinating is some of the biggest mega corporations / companies in the world, concurrent with using fetal material as flavor enhancers, you know, they're also making their war on Christians. So the battle's on, and you and I had talked before going on the air tonight, will martial law come before the attack of Russia and China? I would encourage everybody to understand your idea of history does not line up with the idea of China's destiny, nor does it line up with Russia's payback. I would say this, of all the people in the world that's shown remarkable restraint, I think Putin has. Now, look, I'm not an apologist for him, but what I'm saying is this, just because an insane man represents a country and a sane man represents a a belligerent or former, and I would say this, who's the belligerent here? You've got to understand, it does not make sense to bring about nuclear war in any other context than to initiate the rule and reign of Antichrist. This is a World War III set up, getting ready. You've written about it, and look, you and I can talk, we can write, we can scream, we can yell, we can pen, if you will, the best essays in the world, but if people have blinders on or choose not to listen, choose not to read, it's because the ramifications are too uncomfortable for them.
Well, they have cognitive dissonance, and in the face of new unfolding events, they want to stick with the old reality because it's more comfortable. But Steve, let me go back to something you mentioned with cannibalism, because it's something that's on my notes. It's something that's going to probably make its way into one of my articles. And it's this. By the end of the second day, if your just-in-time deliveries stop, in other words, our economy collapses and you need credit to get things to move, and if the credit's gone, the food's going to be gone in a couple of days, and you're going to have rampaging people in the streets. I don't see how we can avoid cannibalism at the end of the day.
Well, we can't, and I received, and I'll be posting it pretty soon, an eyewitness account of a basically combat veteran from Iraq that basically detailed out, Dave, going into a town, I think it's called Dharma, maybe pronounced Garma, and in Iraq, and coming into an entire village of what we would call zombies. Now listen to this. You got combat hardened veterans who absolutely will say, you know, what they see, and for that, for chasing some bad guys into that city, he was talking about, and I know people are going to have a hard time with this, but he was talking about kids dragging legs with basically their chests open or their half their head exposed. Do you follow me? And they were dead. And when they called in to say, what should we do? They were ordered out of the, you know, AO immediately, the area of operation. So there, people lose track of this. It's not simply a political fight anymore. The gates of hell are opening. Jesus said they wouldn't prevail, but he didn't say they wouldn't open. And now every manner of both physical evil and supernatural evil is taking place. Where once church bells rang, statues of Satan, of the Baphomet, are going up. Where Christians used to provide a source of virtue, now the pulpits in America, the majority, not all, are totally silent. And I think it's amazing. Jesus said, if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing. In other words, its ability to preserve, it's henceforth good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man. We're seeing Christianity destroyed in the world, are we not?
Oh, no question. And persecuted here at home.
Yes, and it's only going to get worse. By the way, Angeline sent me an email. It was Victoria Nuland, I think, of the State Department. You know, and that's the lady who made the statement. Remember, she got caught on tape, and then no one ever said that she backtracked. You know, it's fascinating to me that people didn't question that, okay? And that's astonishing to me, because the only thing you can look for is the agenda, you know? That's the only thing you can describe, illustrate, or define with.
Well, the agenda is depopulation. And the attacks upon this country, I think, have to start out in a devastating, catastrophic manner. I don't think we're going to inch into this war. Steve, what's your opinion, and what kinds of weaponry do you think will be displayed on the first day?
Well, I think that we're going to see absolutely, you know, electromagnetic pulse. I think we're going to see weather weapons. I think that's already going on. Obviously, to quote Zbigniew Brzezinski, and you know, Dave, he basically said geoengineering, what Dane Whittington talks about it. And by the way, if you haven't interviewed him, you need to. I don't think there's anybody who's laid it down and laid his own life and his stuff on the line better than Dane with the most information. Again, weather warfare, weather wars, it's geoengineering. if you look at the drought in the entire western United States, it's increasing daily. What chemical spraying, chemtrails, are basically doing when a storm comes in that is filled with, you know, water, the clouds are obviously bearing water, and the idea is that they're spraying above that with substances that literally absorb the water. You can see how this is a war of geoengineering. So that's already going on. Brzezinski also, and Secretary of Defense Cohen made the statements that the technology existed to generate earthquakes and generate volcanoes. We're seeing some of the most explosive volcanoes in the world coming back to life. We're seeing earthquakes. I think there were, 21 earthquakes in the last, 30 days of major magnitude. Look at what happened in Chile and along the entire coast of South America. Now we've had some major quakes in 4.5 in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. That's the famous area in which Cumbre Vieja, when that goes off, I mean, you're talking a tsunami taking pretty much the east coast out. So the idea is this, and you said it, the bottom line is population, not only control, but the death of the world's population, with the exception of 500 million. You know, with the Georgia Guidestones being there for everybody to see, I'm surprised that, you know, people just don't take a trip down to where they are at and just run their heads in, bang their heads a little bit. Now, of course, I'm using this as a metaphor and get some sense, because what is in play now will result in the death of one-third the world's population. What is in play at the time of World War III will take out the other one-third. Take a third of 6 billion, that leaves 2 billion. You take a third of 4 billion, I'm just approximating, rounding it off, and that's what, 1.3. So you got 3.3, or 50% of the world's population being taken out.
How long do you think this war will last?
I would say this, probably 90 days to 6 months, okay? I think they want to use it to multiply the carnage, okay? And we've talked about the EMP, you've written about it, you know, it's so easy. A concerted cyber attack upon the electrical grid, it doesn't even need to be high tech, but I want to share something you said.
Well, Steve, let me have you hold that thought. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me have you hold that thought. We're going to go into break here in just a minute, and I want to hold it right there on what you said I've shared with regard to cyber attack, and we come back from this break. We're going to have Steve complete that thought. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, you can hear times are extremely tough and extremely difficult, and we have taken the position on this show and also on the Red List News that we think that Americans should store up as much food as possible. We're shooting for ourselves for 2 years of storable food and water, and of course all the other essentials that so many of us have written about and broadcasted about. And the best place, in my opinion, to get storable food is foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Again, that's foodforliberty.com/Hodges, where we now offer 6 months same as cash. And as you've heard here from Steve in the first 30 minutes, we don't have to tell you that things are going to get bad. They're going to get really, really bad. And self-defense is going to be a critical issue. And you need to think about, you really need to give this some thought about how you will defend your property in the nighttime hours. In the daytime hours, when you got full vision, you got lots of family members and friends to stand guard, that's one thing. But if the other guy has night vision and you don't, you're going to have a hard time prevailing. Well, my friend Bob Griswold over at ReadyMadeResources.com sells the PVS 14 third generation auto gated unit. And we would encourage you to go up there and look at it tomorrow morning, and I'll have more to say on that later in the broadcast. Please go to ReadyMadeResources.com. That's ReadyMadeResources.com. And tomorrow you can log on to their instant chat button and have a discussion with Bob about your survival needs. Well, our special guest, as you've heard in the first 30 minutes, is Steve Quayle, who needs no introduction, but I will tell you, my heart is skipping a few beats here because I know what he's saying is true. I know it's coming. I write about it and then want to pretend it doesn't exist and go live a normal life with my family. But living those normal days, you know, there could be a shelf life on that. Steve, you wanted to pick up where I want to pick up where you left off with regard to, you said something I had written about with regard to cyber attacks, so I'll just throw it back to you.
Well, the cyber attacks basically can be blamed on anyone and everyone. Whether the cyber attacks that are coming, remember this, the globalists now with reverse hypothecation, bank bail-ins, etc., can take everybody's money out of the banks. And what we're seeing is the war on cash. We're seeing the war on personal freedom. And what I believe you have is in the Pope's speech this entire week, and, you know, previous statements he is too, is the setting up of people to literally waltz right into the rule and reign of Antichrist. I think it really must, get through by the grace of God somehow, Dave, because again, God said, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Now, I'm speaking as a watchman tonight. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. But I just received I received a scathing thing by a guy who says, I get tired of your dreams and visions. And so, basically, he was a coward, wouldn't put his name down, you know. When are you going to admit those people are wrong? Well, the ones that haven't put any dates on are, you know, obviously not wrong yet. And also, the bottom line is God warns his people, but historically, they won't listen. Jesus, in the parable of the owner of the vineyard sending his servants and having them killed, and finally sends his son, and they kill him too, obviously the vineyard being the earth, and we see the attitude that we've never experienced in this country, that the war on Christianity, getting back to the statement, God's people are the ones that are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Jesus said it this way, it doesn't mean salvation, but he said the children of the world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. You know, I was talking to, who was I talking to? Somebody that on a phone call earlier before we went on the show together, and I said, so will everybody be surprised when the rapture doesn't happen on the fourth blood moon? Because as you know, there are websites that have been claiming we're out of here tonight, okay? Well, what will they say? Can I say something? If they were to look and be honest, the word, and I know you don't deal with this, you're wise to, but I have to say this, okay? There was so much hoopla, and for the record, I don't know, and people, you can correct me, send me an email, I don't believe I talked about the blood moons, or did I talk about the Shemitah? I said, listen, I'm not keeping my eyes on those things. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. I'm not listening to the interpretation of heavenly events, heavenly signs and wonders. I'm trying to see what the Lord is saying in all this. Because, Dave, there's never been a time like this, nor would be again. And God is shortening the days. And how God does that may perplex me, but I can experience it. You can experience it too. You look back at where'd the last 5 years go? Well, a glint, right? It's just almost like it's a glint. You can compress 5 years worth of events. Oh, you could recall in 2000 you did this, 2010. But if I say to you, where have the last 5 years gone, what you're looking at is, a definition for events that took place, but all the events that took place may be covered by that statement, but they're not all linear to that statement. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to double talk.
Sense. Yeah,
and
exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So the words of Jesus, that for the elect's sake, those who are bought by the blood of the Lamb, who have asked him into their heart to be their Lord and Savior, who have repented and are seeking after God, okay, that's who the elect's sake are. And there is a problem in the major religious world, because look, they're going to go after, when I say this, it's fascinating, to the degree that Jesus Christ has not been lifted up in the sanctuaries of people claiming to be Christians,
to that degree and more will the Antichrist be welcome. Somebody says, give me scripture for that. Simple. Jesus said, he came and we received him not. I could say, I'm quoting the scripture exactly, another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive. Antichrist means in place of Jesus Christ. As I look at all the statements, and I've posted so many articles on my website today, and by the way, my site scrolls, so as I add a new story, you know, all the old stories scroll into the archives. It's real simple. You go to the bottom of all my links and you know, click the back button, and you can go back, 31,910 articles if you want. So that's a real number. The point I'm trying to make in all this is simply, Jesus said he came and the world received him not. He came unto his own and they rejected him. So we are going to be identified. We're already being targeted. Notice this, and I think there's an article I posted up of the major corporations that are making war on the Christians. I got news for you. If a major corporation is mocking Christians and making fun of them, you know, then why do we support them? Because we've got to have the new iPhone? Because, you know, we have to have the newest, you know, packaged GMO food that, you know, you don't know what's in it, or, and again, I'm not being cynical, or who's in it? I mean, I, if I had time to write another book, I would write Cannibal Nation. And the idea is simply this, is that it's not even just what we know, it's what we don't know. The devil hates God so much. God created us in his image and likeness, and even the religious people are saying, well, that's just a metaphor. Uh-uh. Jesus didn't come in the form of some robot saying, I am your Savior. He came as the expression of the Son of Man, as the Son of God. And God, the Bible says that the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, did not die for the angels that sinned. The book of Enoch is all about God laying out to Enoch why his judgment was on the fallen angels that perverted the entire human race genetically. But isn't it fascinating, Dave, that these mega corporations, which are also the richest corporations in the world, they have the same end goal that the fallen angels did, to destroy the human genome. What is it that they hate? I'll tell you what it is. Obviously, Satan can't do anything to God himself, but Satan can destroy his image bearers like a girl who gets mad. Remember the old high school scene? A girl gets, you know, heartbroken, and she's got a picture of her loving boyfriend who's a cheater. She takes the picture. She either takes it out of the frame and tears it up, or she throws it down on the ground, breaking the glass in the frame and stomping on it. How many times have you seen that in the movie, or variations thereof? That's yeah. What's the hardest thing, because it's, can I say something? Human enhancement with the entire world of genetic modification, transhumanism, singularity, any time you see that they're admitting that they can do this now, back up 40 years, they've already done it. You know, it's so, how do I say, sometimes frustrating that to listen to parents live in denial and then to damn their children to a future hell is beyond me. How do you cope with that? You're an educator. Does that not surprise you?
You know, Steve, it would have a year ago, but I have to say, with the course of events unfolding the way it is, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Hey, I want to add one thing to what you said about their goal is to destroy the human genome. Vance Davis,
yes,
formerly of the NSA, was a very good friend of mine at one time. We've kind of lost touch, and we maybe connect every couple of years. But Vance told me over several conversations we had that in his briefings and his NSA training he went through as part of NATO, he was told very clearly that there's a war going on in the cosmos between what we would call good and evil, Satan and God, and that Satan wants to take our soul, take it over, but since they haven't been able to figure it out, they wanted to begin to change the human genome. Today we call that transhumanism. Vance told me all this in 1993.
Well, okay, look at who he is. By the way, the idea, would you have ever thought 10 years ago that there would be an open worship of Lucifer?
No.
Would you have ever thought that?
Temples. They're building the temples right out in the open in our cities.
Yep. It's so difficult to understand that we have now a total self-destruct mechanism. You and I wrote about them. You did more writing than I did. I did a lot of talk radio during the time that the military was releasing, firing, blackmailing generals. And now the general staff, I don't know if you remember when the, was it the Army? Or, and I don't know if it was the Army or Marines, so much data is in my head that made our fighting men wear red high heel shoes so they could identify with what a woman goes through. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the Soviet general staff, the PLA general staff, China, looking at that and going, oh, fait accompli, the feat is accomplished. It's almost insanity. I believe Russia, and I believe President Putin's not as quick to want to press the button as we are. By the way, they didn't start moving nukes under the border with NATO until we already had done it surreptitiously. Again, when people say there can be no winners in a nuclear war, the Russians and Chinese have built probably one of the most sophisticated civil defense structures in the world. And I don't think, Dave, people understand that. There is and there are no public shelters in America. There are no places where the public can go, and in the case of a worst case scenario, i.e. nuclear war, and it won't be over the whole country. It'll be, you know, in the highest areas of targets, you know, and then I believe whatever the communists within will surrender, and I believe that, you know, America that was once great will be no more. Now, for all those who want to correct me, you tell me what's going on in the Middle East. You tell me in an email what's going on. You tell me why China, you tell me why Russia has got their advanced fighters in Syria. You tell me why. You tell me why the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese are allied, and the Iraqis said today they're going to share intelligence with them. Because, Dave, you said something I think went over everybody's head. They all know who built ISIS. They all know who funds ISIS. They all know the whole plan for the Muslim Mahdi, which is their messiah, to come on the scene. And by the way, he can only come on the scene after World War III. And by the way, they believe in, whether you believe it or not, this is what they believe. The Mahdi can only appear after a global nuclear conflagration. Most people forget that Ahmadinejad, the former, you know, what was he, prime minister or president of Iran, basically said if it were necessary for 50 million Iranians to die to bring about the Mahdi, it would be worth it. Do you remember that?
I do, and I remember very clearly that at the same time it came out that the 12 imams in Iran were seeking the same thing. They want Armageddon. They want it to happen.
Yes, sir. And so, you know, when I make these claims and you and I are both beat up by people, blah, 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 or continually slandered, I think people need to understand that the people doing the slandering should probably open their eyes and say, look, we're seeing this stuff, you know, and we're seeing this stuff, so who has the most to gain by discrediting you, me, or now they're going after Alex, too? And, you know, I hear a lot of crap against Alex, but the point being, where was everybody else when InfoWars and Prison Planet was breaking a lot of news, okay? And it's just like this. They have turned, quote, and I hate the word, patriots against each other. Now, why do I hate that word? Because I've been told by people, Quayle, if you just shut up about Jesus, more people would listen to you. And I said, if I shut up about Jesus, how do you think I would be able to tell the people or warn the people? And I've been at this day for a long time.
Exactly.
You know, on talk radio, 25 years. I said, who do you think gives me this stuff? People challenge that. They mock me. You know, hey, all I can say is Jesus said to the people that were religious and the most religious of his day, which of the prophets
have your fathers not killed. Remember that statement in the Bible?
Absolutely.
Going back again, when anyone tells the truth, that voice has to be silenced. And your days on the radio, my days on the radio, Hawk's days, Alex's days, anybody who's out there blowing the whistle, look, they're coming to an end. They're coming to an end. So
it's just a matter of, I agree. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But I'm surprised they haven't taken us down already, Steve, because there are so many of us out there that are hitting home runs right now that we're on top of the agenda. There are no secrets. Is it that they're so brazen they don't care about us finding out anymore?
Well, yes. Can I say, that's what, you know, my French may not be the best in pronunciation, but au fait accompli. It's a done deal in their minds. And based on the lack of response, I have to say it truly is a done deal. You know, look at the Christian church, and I'm talking about that which calls itself that. I'm not saying it is, and I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. I'm not talking about the Protestant Church. I'm talking about people who have had a Christian heritage based on the Holy Bible, Old and New Testament. Okay, the point being is we have brethren being slaughtered. Well, Jesus said if you cause one of these little ones to stumble, it would have been better for you never have to have been born and have a millstone or around your neck. And the deal is that yet there's not even a pause, a yawn, or a burp, okay? Or maybe there's a burp because you just ate or drank a soft drink that had some former child who never was allowed. You see, David, there's no outrage, okay? There's no outrage. Oh, there is anybody telling the truth, and that's why I said our day, being able to broadcast the news. And then someone says, well, what are we going to do when you're gone? I said, well, that's a good time. You better get together and find out where you stand with Jesus Christ.
They better do it now, because I think the disappearance will happen the blink of an eye. You know, as the rapture tried to advertise, it'll happen the blink of an eye. I think the disappearance of the independent media will be a one-night deal. It'll be our night of the broken glass.
Well, I do too, and let me share this. Why, okay, has evil triumphed? I'll make it clear. It's triumphed because everybody thought they were out of here because the teachers in the pulpit. Now I want to make it clear. I believe in a pre-wrath of God catching away, okay? But that comes, a wrath of God comes at the end, okay, of the tribulation. People disagree with that. But they can't separate out the difference between the wrath of the devil, woe unto you inhabitants of the earth. The devil gets thrown out, and he comes down to earth, and he makes war. And people say, do you think that's happened? Do you think it's happening? I said, listen, I can't tell you the completeness of that statement, but I will tell you this. The magnification of evil throughout the world and the encounter that people are having with absolute demonic entities, figures, events, you name it, going on, would be indicative to me that at least the advance guard is here already. And that's what I'm trying to warn people of. And, you know, I don't know, do you ever sit down, Dave Hodges, and just ask yourself, how much longer do I want to do this? And believe me, when you say want to do it, I understand it's a calling, it's a ministry, okay? But I ask the Lord, maybe I don't say how much longer do I want to do this. Lord, how much longer, and being honest, do I have to do this? Because God, it seems like the more we warn, the more we scorn. The more we talk, the more they mock. The more we yell, and at the top of our lungs, wake up people, look what's happening. They absolutely go back to that state of what I call narcosynthesis. Narcosynthesis has different meanings, but how I define that is a synthetic view of reality under the influence of mind control, whether drugs or electromagnetic mind melting. So narcosynthesis means that basically they're stoned on unreality, and I don't mean everybody's a drug user. We've talked about this on your show. The invention of virtual reality was to produce cognitive dissonance, not to increase thinking skills. The purpose of the core curriculum, you know? Well, I got news for you. What do they call pornography, hardcore pornography. Do you remember a guy in I think you're old enough to remember this, Tom Terrific cartoons that were on Captain Kangaroo? There was a guy named Krabby Appleton, and he was rotten to the core. And I say this, that any parent who is a Christian who puts their kids into a school that teaches that type of teaching style, and I would call it this, communist mind control, you will give account to the living God, because you are caretakers of the most precious thing in God's world, and children are a heritage of the Lord. I deal with it every day. Do you know what the number one reason why they put them into public schools? Number one is because both parents have to work to make a living. Number two, the parents don't understand what's being taught to the kids. And if it's true at grade school, and you as an educator, look at what happens in college. The idea that, and most parents, not all, not in this day and age, but most parents would not sit by and watch their sons or daughters sexually molested, and I'm trying to be delicate here, okay, raped, or in either case, and do nothing. Yet that's what's happening to the children. And that's why, you know, the famous statement by the Nazis, thank God for us that people don't think anymore. Remember that one?
Absolutely. You know, Steve, I want to go back to something you asked me a minute ago, and we kind of went sideways after that. And how long am I going to do this? Do I ask myself that question? I ask myself that question on most days, and I have to tell you, on the days I don't, I've got my significant other, my wife, in my ear saying the same thing. Because she is now beginning to see the things I've been talking about. First, it was like, my husband's gone crazy, because we're involved in this property rights battle that Senator McCain brought to our front yard. And she got that. But when I started saying, honey, there's a lot more going on besides this. And she thought I had lost my mind. No, she no longer thinks I've lost my mind. She sees the issues. But she also thinks that I've got two knees on the ground and a head on the anvil, and here comes the guillotine.
Well, you know, I think any wife, you know, and God bless our wives, if people, and thank you for the intercessors, to every intercessor that's praying tonight for Dave, for myself, for those on talk radio, Pastor Langford, Doug Hagman, the people that are Hawk. Thank you for praying for our wives, because, again, they're trying to be moms, they're trying to be husbands, they're trying to be grandmothers, and we as men, and God forbid that's open to, you know, we as we should be men, we're going to have to be responsible for our parents, forgive me, our parents, for our children's safety, and if we have living parents, their safety. I can't tell you. You know what the number one question I get asked in my email? And I did go look on my email the other day, and I could be off 100, but I had 243,000 emails from the last 2 years. That's how many I have on my... And that, none of that spam or, you know, advertising. 243,000.
What's the number one question you get?
I'm sorry, the number one question, is it okay to defend myself and my family when they come to kill us? Now, how would you answer that? I mean, mine's easy, but how would you answer that?
Without hesitation, yes. The Bible does not preclude self-defense.
Absolutely. And if it did, then God, in effect, would be condoning suicide, wouldn't he?
Yes.
And so that's the number one question. Thanks for pulling me back. You know, Dave, when we go on the radio and I have this urgency, how do you give people in 2 hours or however long we'll be on tonight and the rest of 9,000 hours, how do you give them the most significant stuff? Well, you pray that something you're saying, okay, will prick the heart of a person that maybe somebody said 10 years ago, and one word you say are right. One word I say, whoever gives, if you will, the key to unlock the blindness that most people are being given today, we're not the ones that get the praise. It's God finally got through to them, you know, and he's so patient waiting so long. That's the one that just absolutely is amazing to me. So we're talking about the right to literally protect your family. Paul says this, any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel, you know? And there are stories about guys who are armed saving innocent people's lives. And let me share this. Why is it? Now, this is obvious, but here's a question I want to propose to your listeners tonight. Why is it that everyone is going to try and disarm the American citizens while providing an army of single male Muslim men who, even when offered food with a red cross on it, you know, decline the food were scornful, mocking, spitting, and giving the finger, saying the F word, okay? That's the attitude that people don't get in this country. And I'm at a loss for words. That doesn't happen to me. I saw a video that my friend John Stokes sent me, and it had massive amounts of immigrants coming into Germany. Now, people say, well, why would they do that? Obviously, Hungary is closing its borders. You know, why would Germany do that? Because it's called displacement, because of the globalist agenda to cause war on this planet, to take its toll. And what the wars don't finish off, or the bioweapons, or the chemtrails, or whatever, geoengineering, then they come in and mop up, and they'll do it with the robots. You know, it's like a science fiction movie, is it not, Dave? Every
Absolutely.
Day, a new technology, micro drones, drones with lasers, okay? Robots with lasers, you know? Every type of technological way to kill. I think it's safe to say these people worship death and intend to integrate as much death as possible.
Well, we're on the cusp. How do you see it starting?
Well, I think it's already started. I think the first volley started when, you remember the old MIAC report, you know, of what, 4 or 5 years ago, and the definition of who's a terrorist? How many of those guys and women who are dead now could have helped? This is why the war is on the veterans. Let me spell it out to everybody. Because they were a trained fighting force. And you've got to get rid of that trained fighting force. Remember when Obama made the statement that he's going to get rid of the military and he's going to have a private, if you will, law enforcement agency with as much firepower or more than the military? You remember that? You wrote about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
a civilian force
that?
Just as strong, just as powerful, just as well-funded yep. as our military.
So when you ask me, you know, has it started? Sure. In order to come up with a war plan, you have to identify the enemy, correct?
Absolutely.
In order to come up with the reason to have your war plan integrated, you have to vilify the targets, or you have to basically provide a logical, irrational, whatever, it doesn't matter, but you have to give them the cause du jour, the cause of the day, okay?
And Steve, we've got to have a cause of the top of the hour break. We've got to go to break.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to cut you off. We come back after the break. We're going to pick it up right here, and we got a whole lot more stuff to cover in the next 90 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Call your friends and neighbors. They need to be listening. We'll see you on the other side.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.